The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. And Donald Trump is coming, is he?
He is. It's strange, isn't it, how the announcement of a visit somehow seems to make huge headlines. But yeah, Donald Trump is coming to the UK, we're told, on Friday the 13th of July. Of course it would have to be Friday the 13th, just to make a few people happy about that. It won't, though, be the full-blown state visit that Theresa May had originally offered him. There's a thought that essentially there might just be a little bit too much protest, a little bit too much...
I think they've calmed down a bit over Donald Trump, haven't they?
Yeah, by and large, although I have to say there are groups like Amnesty International, for instance, saying that there will be protests because of the ban on Muslim travel. And there are other groups. In fact, there are 30,000 people on Facebook who've already said they will attend a protest that's been organized by left-wing journalists. So, yeah, there'll be some hopefully peaceful protests, but I guess a state visit would have been a bit too full-on, maybe a bit too much too soon, and so they've rode back from that.
Oh, Boris will love him. Boris will love him. Now, this cancer is a serious issue.
Yeah, this is one of those things where, I mean, obviously there are lots of things we know that can cause cancer and are connected with it. Smoking, obesity, sunburn, three obvious ones, alcohol, a fourth one. And most people are aware of that. But there's a lot of stuff that people are very worried about, which actually doesn't have any proof that it causes cancer. And yet, according to this research, by the University College London and the University of Leeds, they say that 40% of us are changing our lifestyles because we are under the mistaken belief.
Yes.
For instance, stress and food additives are linked to cancer. Electromagnetic frequencies, genetically modified food, microwave ovens, drinking from plastic bottles, mobile phones, laptops, deodorant, sweetener. Absolutely no proof that any of those have any links, and in most cases it's been proven that there aren't any links. But I don't know, it doesn't stop you worrying about it. It's a bit like the perception of crime, isn't it? It's worrying about it that somehow gets you through the day.
Yes. Andy Gilchrist could draw those conclusions, I have to say. But you'll be pleased that Ross is smiling. You have a wonderful weekend, which you deserve.
Will do. Thank you, Adam.
There he is. Adam Gilchrist in London. It's 2 to 7.